everyone, it's Bona. Welcome to Mediocre Minds. So if you tuned in for the last episode, you'll know that Joel and I broke up off air. So now I have a new host. No, I'm just kidding. But I do have a guest star today. Do you want to introduce yourself?
Hi, my name is Louise. I am Bona's younger sister. Right now I'm in university. Not really doing much in university, honestly. I guess some things that I like. I like pugs. Well, all dogs, but in particular pugs.
Nice.
One of my biggest dreams and goals in life is to own a motorcycle with a sidecar and drive down a freeway with my pug in the sidecar.
Oh.
Yes.
I hope your dream becomes a reality.
Thank you.
I like how that's the only thing noteworthy about yourself, yeah, besides your name and like your education. Well, anyways, so thanks for agreeing to come on today. I had to nag her several times, and then she was finally like, fine, I'll grace you with my presence. But anyways, so I thought we would talk a little bit about what it's like to, you know, grow up with siblings, what it's like to have other people in your life that you have to compromise with and, you know, argue with, cry and punch, you know, that sort of thing. But I thought it was funny because I was reading this article and it was from the Daily Mail.
Okay.
So I don't know.
Daily Mail is sketchy sometimes. They just talk about,
I know,
celebrity like trash and like hate.
Celebrities trash. But yeah, anyways. Yeah, I don't know how accurate this is. They were like based on research. Who knows what level of research this is. This is probably not using the scientific method. But anyways, they were talking about how like oldest siblings often have certain traits and like middle siblings often have certain traits. And I was reading through them and some of them are sort of accurate and then some of them are like completely off the mark. So for oldest siblings, for example, it was stuff like higher achievers, more ambitious. And I'm just thinking, like, I don't think I'm not ambitious, but I don't think I'm more ambitious than you, for example. You know?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think we're about the same level of ambition. And then strong sense of responsibility, mature, leadership skills.
You are not mature.
Okay, I would agree with that. I think we're the same level of maturity, maybe. Actually, growing up, maybe you were more mature, or maybe you were just quiet. A lot of people mistake reservation with maturity.
It actually does make sense for the younger siblings to be more mature at those age points than the older sibling at the same age points, because the younger siblings will have a older person,
role model kind of
person to, base their actions off of. And like there would be, I don't know, if the younger sibling does something stupid, they'll get pointed out and called out by the older people.
That's
true.
And
they would just learn faster.
That's true. Whereas when I was three, I had
no
one.
Know, other than like mommy, daddy, but it's like different contexts. It's
that makes sense actually. But it's funny because for the middle siblings, they were saying things like, this person is usually more cooperative, more flexible, more sociable. So I would agree with the cooperative and flexible for the most part.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm sociable.
Yeah, I don't know if you're sociable.
And things.
I mean, okay, the thing is, when you're with your friends, I feel like you are sociable.
Oh, yeah, I guess.
But in general society, I don't know if you're outgoing.
No.
But maybe that's just your personality. Who knows?
I don't know. Yeah, I guess it really depends. Like, with my friends, of course, and people I know I'm more comfortable with, then I will obviously, you know, be more comfortable with them.
Yeah.
But in lecture settings, I don't want to talk to you if I don't know you already, and please don't approach me.
Just Louise. Actually, Louise has a pretty legit, like, resting bee face. Like, you just look really unapproachable sometimes.
Good.
No, sometimes, like, you know, like, sometimes I'll just, like, see you from afar when, we're not interacting, I'm just like, wow, Louise looks really unapproachable. Which, I mean, I guess if that's the look you're going for, then
good,
it's working. But okay, so would you agree with this statement, though? They said that you make and keep friends easily.
I don't know. I would say I'm not that good at making friends. Well, I guess I can keep them.
Yeah, no, I think you're good at keeping friends, but I feel like if you want to be unapproachable, that automatically makes you maybe not that good at making friends. Or maybe if somebody approaches you first and they're really friendly.
Sometimes it's kind of scary. Because there's this one girl in one of my classes, and she was just the most friendly person I've ever met ever, and it made me so uncomfortable because she was so friendly, and I was like, I don't know how to respond to your friendliness, because, like, I am just not this kind of person. This is just so weird.
That's funny. So she just was overwhelming you with her friendliness.
Well, she was really nice. I mean, she's not a terrible person, of course
not. Oh, no, yeah, I'm sure she was... That's I was probably just not really that
used to, I don't know, those kind of people.
Right. And then, actually, okay, and so the last thing they said, which I thought was really interesting, was they said that because middle siblings generally get less attention from their parents, they tend to seek out relationships and friendships outside their family, which I think actually is so true, because literally any time you're out of the house, mommy's like, where's Louise? And I'm like, oh, she's with her friends. Oh my gosh, she doesn't care about her family. Which is not true, but it's like, yes, you do tend to like hang out with your friends more.
Yeah, I do like my friends. That is very true.
Yeah.
I like hanging out with them.
So, okay, well, so I was like, okay, some things are actually, there's basis for that.
Maybe it, these are relevant on like a subconscious level.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, like I also think, again,
I mean, I don't purposefully go out of my way to avoid you guys. It's just sometimes.
Do
oh,
you?
Well, you know, I guess it depends.
Sometimes Louise just comes home at like 11:30, doesn't say hi. We hear the beep of the door as it opens and closes.
Well,
and
she just
like,
don't think
she just steals away to her, she steals away to her room. And we're like, who came home?
I don't think anyone really cares. She's like, well, do you really care? Like,
I know. I guess that's true. And then there's like the opposite. We have one more younger sister. Her name is Grace. And she's like the total opposite. She announces when she leaves and when she comes home. So if she's about to leave the house, she'll be like,
she'll say bye. Yeah.
And if no one responds, she will continuously say bye until everybody in the house is like, bye, Grace. And then when she comes back into the house, she'll say, hi, even before she knows whether or not there's anyone else home. So if there was no one else home, she would just be saying hi to an empty house. Which I guess is like kind of cute, I guess, maybe.
But Grace just wants attention. That's what it is.
Yeah, that's true. But yeah, anyways, and then along with each of the descriptions, it said like famous middle kids or like famous oldest kids. So some famous middle children, Louise. Abraham Lincoln. Nice.
Upstanding man.
Warren Buffett.
I don't know who that
really
is.
Rich guy. I don't actually know who he is either, but I know he's really
rich. His name sounds familiar, but I actually
I think he's honestly listeners, you guys probably know who Warren Buffett is.
Probably judging us.
Yeah. Bill Gates. We know who Bill Gates is. Yeah,
upstanding man.
He's a famous middle child. Martin Luther King Jr.
Also upstanding.
Michael Jordan.
Cool.
Walt Disney.
Oh, wow.
Mark Zuckerberg.
Oh.
So, actually, like, it's interesting because... Oh, and Chris Hemsworth. Your favorite.
My favorite superhero, yes.
Yeah, but it's interesting because the list for the famous oldest children and the famous youngest children, it's pretty much like all actors. Like, youngest children.
Wait, sorry, you said the middle child?
Yeah.
The youngest child? Okay, yeah. Continue.
Well, the middle children were all those people that I just said.
Oh, yeah.
But for youngest kids and oldest kids, the majority of them are actors. Or like celebrities. Like, I wouldn't call Martin Luther King Jr. a celebrity. He's famous, but he's not a celebrity, right? Whereas, for example, the famous oldest children, there's Beyonce, Emma Watson, Oprah Winfrey, all of the actors who ever played James Bond.
Emma Watson is not an only child?
Yeah, she has a younger brother.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Actually, okay. He's really good looking, but that's not surprising. But anyways, J.K. Rowling, all oldest siblings.
I also did not know she was not an only child.
I'm pretty sure she also has a younger brother. Oh, okay. But maybe I'm just making that up. I don't know. Anyways, so I thought that was interesting, but I guess, Louise, like, what was it like growing up as a middle child with a fairly dominating older sibling and fairly strict Asian parents, and you're already a pretty reserved person just by nature? I feel like even if you were the oldest sibling, you know, you would still fundamentally have the same personality.
I mean, I guess some of those stereotypes are not completely untrue, but it's also not as terrible as a lot of people or a lot of like articles make it out to seem.
Right. So it's not so dramatic.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess the worst part would probably be sometimes you would just
like bully you.
Yeah, you would be bully. It was the worst.
I will be the first to admit that I was probably a really terrible older sister sometimes.
Yeah, you were.
Sometimes.
Well, yeah, it's true. Sometimes.
I wasn't
not
like
always.
The worst all the time. But when it was just, yeah, I would take advantage of you. Or I would just be really selfish.
It's just.
Or really bratty. And you would just take it because you were younger and also just more quiet anyway.
It was just, I don't know, sometimes it would be unprovoked and you randomly would just start harassing me for no reason. And like, I don't know, I guess sometimes it would be an argument and then you would just like physically abuse me, as in pinch me so hard on the leg that I have two bruises in the shape of your fingers.
I'm so sorry.
we would just be playing, but you would just do the... I don't even know, the stupidest things, like throw plates around so it would hit my head.
Okay.
And you would take enjoyment from like seeing
pain. I didn't take enjoyment. Okay, that plate incident, first of all, I told Louise to put an apple on her head and I said I was going to knock it off.
Yeah, well,
her
and head. I was like, no, you're not going to. And you're like, no, I promise I won't hit you. Oh my gosh, it's okay. And then you hit me with the plate.
I hit her right in the temple. And then she started crying, and then I had to, like...
Yeah, it hurt.
And then I had to muffle her screams and then be like, please don't tell mommy. Please don't tell mommy. I'm sure all the older siblings in the crowd can empathize with that, where you do something bad and then you try to shush up the younger siblings, like, keep them quiet.
Terrible.
I know. I was actually pretty bad. Like, looking back, I'm like, gosh, if I was the parent of me, I would be like, this person is... bad person, they're mean. Like that time I tried to pick you up with your, like, by
yeah,
the teeth
by your teeth, like by the skin on my back.
Okay, I had just watched Lion King and I wanted to pick you up like a lion picks up their cub, and I was gonna only pick you up by your clothes. I remember what you were wearing too. You were wearing those Winnie the Pooh overalls.
Really?
Yeah, like the denim overalls, and there was Winnie the Pooh on the front.
Yeah.
I was planning on just picking you up, like, by the overalls, but then I caught your skin.
Well, okay, first they were only, like, less than 4 years apart, so I was not actually even that much smaller than you. I don't understand how you thought that you would be able to do it.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know either. Okay, I was 6, you were 2 or something, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah, about there, I guess.
Yeah. And that, remember that other time where, I forget, we had, like, guests over or something, and then you were still being potty trained?
No, can we not talk about this?
Okay, fine. No, but it's so
why?
Funny. Okay, fine. I won't embarrass you.
Granted, I was very young, so
yeah,
I mean,
you were, like,
fine.
Less than 1 year old. There's no shame
being potty trained.
Okay, fine. Okay. Anyways, we'll scratch that. People who are curious about that story, you'll never know.
Good.
Yeah, or maybe I'll just reveal it on your wedding day. Okay, and it's...
What?
No, but see, that story doesn't even paint you in a bad light. It paints me in a bad light because I was such a jerk.
Yeah, well, that's okay.
Okay, well, anyways.
Yeah, so I don't know. I think it's cool being a middle child in some ways because you have somebody older than you, but mm-hmm. you also have somebody younger than you. So you get to be an older sibling and a younger sibling, whereas I don't know what it's like to be, like, oppressed. I don't know.
Well, I guess in some sense, yeah, you kind of get a, like, you know, one of the points is that they're more, like, neglected in a sense. But,
oh, right, like middle child syndrome
or whatever. But I think in some ways it's good because then you get away with certain things as well because you know it's
true.
So if something happens, it's usually the oldest child would get blamed because they're more responsible. They should be you know, taking control of the situation and whatnot. And then also sometimes the youngest child because they're more reckless or they have a tendency to, you know, be more attention seeking and stuff. So then they're also like more easily blamed.
Yeah, that's true. And then you kind of just like slink away into the shadows.
Yeah.
That's true though. Anytime. But then,
But then also on the flip side, like the oldest child will get, you know, more privileges because they're the oldest. And then the youngest child will also get more privileges because
they're
the youngest.
Yeah.
And then I'm neither.
And then you're shafted.
Yeah. So it's like.
So I guess it's, I mean, I would say every sibling order has its pros and cons, and as a potential future parent, I'm terrified that I will raise like psychotic kids.
See, but the thing something. Is, it's not really like it's not like the parents' fault. A lot of it is subconscious, and it's so hard to be managing three like random little children. You know, that's very difficult.
True.
So you can't really completely blame like the parent. It's just life. Like, this is
I know,
normal.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah, and I think because we're not parents, we can't really empathize with what it's like to have a kid.
I mean,
and
you
be
can,
responsible
you
to
can,
that extent.
I guess, but you can, like, guess how difficult it is.
I know, but...
just from, like, observation.
But I know for me personally, sometimes I look at parents who coddle their kids too much or who let them get away with what I believe is too much, and then I just have like no sympathy, you know. I'm like, gosh, you know, raise your kids right, like all that stuff. But then that's because I don't understand maybe how deep that affection and that love goes. And if I was in that same situation, I'd be like, I will give you everything, you know. So I don't know.
Yeah,
but overall, I think we had a good childhood.
Yeah.
I think most of the memories were positive.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
It's
like, the
like,
times we played Golly Sisters and we watched all that TV.
Played.
Gosh, we watched so much TV. You got to watch way more TV than me growing up, I think.
Well, who cares?
Yeah, I know.
Like,
but
does that matter in the
no,
long run?
No, but I remember I was jealous of you
really?
And your TV privileges.
Wait, why?
Because I wanted to watch TV,
No,
too.
But I mean, did I actually watch, like, a lot more?
I don't think a lot more, but sometimes, because I started school before you,
okay,
so I was
in
school.
Okay, yeah, but when you were my age at that point, you probably also just watched TV.
Yeah, but I had no memories of that. Oh. All I could see was that Louise got to watch SpongeBob after school or preschool.
It was actually before kindergarten.
Right.
Right, because I was in the afternoon class.
Oh, yeah. Afternoon kindergarten. Oh, I always forget kindergarten is half days.
It's half
days. Yeah, okay. But yeah. No, yeah, good times. Lol, and how mommy used to dress us.
The same.
Oh, the embarrassment. Mostly
it
for me.
It was fun, yeah.
Okay,
it
yeah,
was just for you.
Yeah, I was embarrassed. Really, although, I honestly wasn't embarrassed till ever.
Oh.
Like, I was never embarrassed while
well,
it was
okay,
happening.
But the thing is...
I'm embarrassed in retrospect.
Yeah, same. Well, I'm embarrassed in retrospect not because I was matching with you, but because the outfits were hideous. But see,
yikes, mommy!
You still don't really have a sense of fashion.
That's
so
true.
It's more like you were embarrassed with matching with me.
Yeah, I was embarrassed because I was matching with Louise, and then later also Grace.
Oh, yeah, also Grace.
Oh my.
Yeah.
But yeah, the outfits themselves were also very unflattering. Like the red jumpsuit.
Yeah, the orange sweater with the orange pants.
No, it was an orange turtleneck. Bright orange with bright orange corduroy pants.
Just the worst. As well as,
like, the maroon tracksuits. Just a lot of tracksuits.
So many tracksuits, which is so ironic because we're so unathletic.
Yeah. Well, we were forced to do athletic things as children.
Yeah. We sucked, often against our will. I think the worst one was the swimming classes at 8 a.m.
Because it was in the summer.
That's and you so want to bad.
Just, you know, stay inside and sleep all day or whatever, but now we have to...
Yeah. Oh my gosh, this is so funny. So Grace is also here, but we told her to be quiet. And she literally just dropped a note on the table being like about those tracksuits, she says. And then I wore them. I still have to wear them. So yeah, the circle of life regarding these stupid tracksuits. Yeah,
but Grace has been blessed more in terms of clothing.
Yeah, that's true. Grace has
nice
good fashion sense.
No, well, Grace, I mean, Mommy has improved over the years.
Yeah, Mommy has improved fashion sense, whereas we had to wear, like, the hideous, gross things. Mostly, yeah, I think I got the short end of that stick. But thankfully, like Louise said, I don't really have fashion sense, so at the time I wasn't even embarrassed. Those of you that knew me in elementary and junior high, I'm not really sure if you were aware of how grossly I was dressed, but thanks for still staying my friend. Yeah, but anyways. So what would you say is like a favorite memory or a favorite thing about being the middle child?
That is such a big question.
Okay, fine, not favorite
thing about
like maybe just a good thing. Like something that is notably good.
Notably good? Well, I don't know. I kind of already mentioned one.
Oh, the one where you can see both perspectives?
Yeah. And then, I don't know. I guess, yeah, it's easier to, you know, understand how you feel as well as how Grace feels because I kind of experience both. And I don't know, in argumentative situations between you and Grace.
Which happen more often than should happen. Yeah. Lol. But yeah. No, that's true. Often I think the middle child is also the middleman. Like you mediate the situations sometimes.
Yeah, well, because sometimes you're so illogical and you're arguing for the stupidest things with like somebody who is 11 years younger than you.
Okay, why you gotta put me on blast?
Well, it's true.
Anyways. But then,
yeah.
Okay, well, what would you say is the worst thing about being the middle child or having siblings in general?
Having siblings in general? Oh, honestly, having siblings is good. I think that's way better than having no siblings.
Right. Like, so you for sure. So you think it's
no, yeah, better because than being they child. Do provide a lot of support, and you know they're people that's that you can true. Always count on.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're in a dysfunctional family, but in our situation, it's great.
Yeah, I think we're pretty normal family upbringing and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't know. I don't think there's anything, like, so bad that I'd rather have no siblings, you know?
Right, yeah. Yeah, sometimes I wish I also had an older sibling. Like, I wish I was also a middle child, just so I could also have somebody to look up to, or... have somebody who sort of goes on ahead, trailblazes a little bit, so I'm not just blindly feeling around in space. But yeah, no, it's been good. I enjoy having siblings too. I also like that we're not so far in age. Like even with Grace, even though we're 11 years apart, I still feel like maybe it's also just my mental state is closer in age to her too. Lol. But I still feel like we can, you know, have a conversation. We can still interact with each other, and it's not just, I totally don't understand you. I have nothing in common with you because you're too far away from me age-wise.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, no, it's nice. It's nice to be forced to have a friend and to be a friend, right? Because it's kind of like if you don't have any friends... Well, your siblings are your automatic friends, you know, like, You're born with two friends already.
Yeah.
Grace just wrote another note and was like, really? Yay! Grace, we appreciate you even though we often abuse you.
It's true.
Verbally.
I do tend to tease Grace. I think I have learned, like, unconsciously over the year or in the past from your abuse from me.
How to abuse Grace?
In, like, a lesser extent. Because so you are actually terrible.
But are you blaming me for your bad actions?
You know what? I am.
How dare you?
But, I mean, like, I tease her in the sense, like, you know, sometimes Grace, before she goes to sleep, she'll be, like, yelling, like, hey, like, good night, Mommy. Love you, Mommy. And then my mom won't be paying attention, or she won't, like, she won't hear it.
Yeah.
And then so she won't respond, and then I'll be like, ha ha ha, Grace, Mommy doesn't love you, la 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 la. But, like, I mean, obviously,
yeah,
it's
I know.
A joke.
Well, it's all joking most of the time, but Louisa's actually the biggest troll. Yeah.
Or,
it's...
like, poker and stuff like that that makes her, anyways.
But, yeah, no, Louisa's seriously the biggest troll, and just from looking at her, if you don't know her well, she's like, oh, she's just this quiet, cute girl who is pretty mature, doesn't hurt anybody, kind to all creatures, but actually she's like this demon. No, just kidding. Wow. She's not a demon. She's what's that other thing called? Like an imp? Like those little trickster thingies that jump around and like cause trouble, but not actually like in a life-threatening way.
Okay.
Yeah, you're that. I guess that's what a troll is.
I mean, but it also depends on the person. I only do that to people who I know can handle it and who don't have, you know, because some people, you know, they can take jokes about themselves and they, you know, aren't afraid to like laugh at themselves because, you know, they're not so, I don't know, egotistical.
Aw, are you, like, subtly complimenting
exactly.
me?
Yeah, exactly. See, when I insult you, it really means that I think you're not completely vain and, like, full of yourself.
Great, thanks. Yeah. Wow. What a lovely relationship we have. But, yeah, no. No, it's true, though. That's why I accept your teasing for the most part.
Yeah, well, because it's also, I'm also not,
yeah,
like,
you're also not serious.
Trying to, yeah.
But also, actually, again, like, anytime you tease me, it's more like, okay, we have this close relationship where you feel like you can tease me. I would much prefer you tease me versus you just, like, straight up ignore me or whatever, you know? Like, that would just be so sad. But, yeah. Anyways. Yeah, lots of good childhood memories for the most part. And now that Grace is... It's cool because Grace is kind of going through our childhood, and we can kind of look at her childhood and be like, wow, we went through that, but at that time
circumstances were different,
yeah,
and like environment was different,
yeah. But I think in a lot of ways we're sometimes so critical of Grace, but then if I think about it, I probably was the exact same way.
You're really critical of Grace.
I'm really critical of Grace. I'm so sorry. But, yeah, I'm really critical of Grace, but it's just so ironic and just speaks to the hypocritical nature of mankind, because I was probably just as dumb and just as, like, ditzy and
oblivious. Honestly, okay,
from
a third-person perspective, when I compare you and Grace, a lot of times you were – maybe it was because, you know, like, Grace has two older siblings to mirror. Or,
right.
You know, at
so
least
she
to
has,
have, like –
she can look at us and be like, okay.
But in a lot of ways, Grace is actually a lot better kid than you were.
No, yeah, I agree. Grace is actually very,
she's
a very pure soul.
She's really innocent.
Or, no, pure.
No, yeah,
she's
okay.
Very pure because, I mean, and sometimes that comes off as she's kind of ditzy. Or she's just sort of oblivious and unobservant and kind of unaware. But that's because she's so pure. Like, she doesn't have
like how we're just
ulterior
insulting,
motives.
But also complimenting Grace and each other at the same time.
Yeah, welcome to the Zhang siblings. But yeah.
Just people are so complex.
Exactly. It's like you have good qualities and bad qualities, but sometimes the good qualities make bad qualities and the bad qualities turn into good qualities. It's just all very confusing. But yeah, anyways, I should work on not roasting Grace so much.
Yeah, same.
Yeah. Grace is like in the background silently having a tantrum sort what? Of thing. Well, she's like waving her arms wildly. Okay. Anyways. But yeah, it's been good. I wish we had a brother. I'll be honest.
Yeah, I wish you were my brother.
I sometimes wish you were my brother.
Really?
Yeah.
No, okay, see, one of, like, just up. Right now, at uh-huh. this point anyways, one of, like, the most annoying things is whenever you like, I guess you've, like, kind of stopped now, uh-huh. but you still just always take my clothes or my things yeah, without no, this asking, is like, Louise's you know, biggest I am totally peeve. Fine with sharing as long as you just let me know beforehand so I I'm know. Not, you know, spending the next 30 minutes trying to find something that I thought I lost, which turns out to just be in your room or, like, somewhere.
Yeah, you know? I know. I'm bad about that. And I know that's your actual pet peeve.
Yeah.
Like, Louise gets peeves. Disproportionately angry when that happens.
Well, because it's just so rude.
I know, but...
And I've said, like, a billion times.
I'm sorry, okay?
It continues to happen.
The whole world knows now, okay? Isn't that good enough for you?
I don't think the whole world's going to listen yeah, the to
whole,
this.
By whole world, I mean the three friends who are supporting this podcast.
I'm not even subscribed, actually. Maybe I should.
Well, whatever. But yeah. I don't honestly think you do anything that... excessively annoys me.
Wow, I'm surprised.
I mean, okay, there's like small things, but they don't actually annoy me to the point where I'm actually angry.
Mm.
Like, for example, when you take Snapchats of me when I'm sleeping. Oh, yeah, I find that annoying but also amusing. Like, I'll be honest, I sometimes screenshot them too just because they're kind of
well,
funny.
I don't share them with the public. It's only thank with goodness you and Grace, so.
But yeah,
and mommy.
Yeah, okay, but yeah, that's it. Okay, no, actually the one thing that is actually sometimes annoying is how slow you are sometimes, like,
oh,
getting
yeah,
out the
I have,
door.
Okay, yeah, that's true. That's
just, Louise is like a chronic late person.
It's true. I don't know. It's, okay, it's you need really help. Ironic. It's like a really ironic situation because I don't like wasting time in the sense that I don't want to get anywhere early because I feel like that is a waste of time
oh
to
my
be
gosh.
Early because then I'll just have to be, like, I don't know, hanging around doing nothing. And that's so stupid.
So might you try
well.
To time it.
So
to be
I,
exactly
yeah, but
on
I'm
time.
Just so bad at timing things. Oh so then my! I'll always have like I'm like oh, okay, I need to leave in like an hour, so I need to you know, I have like this like amount of time to like mm-hmm. get ready and blah 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 blah. Yeah. But then I always get sidetracked and whatnot, and then I end up
no
going
literally
over, yeah,
it's
just being late. So.
I just don't understand how you do it. It takes talent to always be late.
No, actually. Sometimes the sometimes not. The, there's a very very
the
few
occasional
times
time when you're actually early or on time or you're ready to go before somebody else, it's like wow, it's a blue moon
yeah.
or something. It's pretty funny though. Most of the time, honestly, it doesn't bother me much. Just sometimes when it makes me late too, then I'm like, bro.
Yeah.
but oh well, we live and learn. or. Sometimes we just wallow in the way that we are. Oh, sad. Well. It's okay. I think you get it from Daddy because Daddy's the same. He doesn't, quote unquote, like to waste time. So he'll only leave exactly how much time he thinks he needs for something. He'll not do it. Like if it takes 1 hour, he'll wait until he only has 1 hour left and mm-hmm. he'll just do it.
Yeah.
Hashtag tax season. Like every tax season, oh my gosh, it's so stressful. But I think you're the same. You're like, oh, I can do this in half an hour.
Yeah.
So I'll just do other stuff till I only have half an hour, and then I'll just do it, and everything will be great.
Yeah.
And then you underestimate everything.
Yeah. I just am not good at, I don't know, estimating how much time
yeah,
it takes.
That's funny.
Or I'll literally just. Be distracted and then I'll be like, oh my gosh, I have to leave. I had to leave like 2 minutes ago or whatever.
That's
and
funny.
I'm late.
Yeah. But oh well, it's okay. Anyways, are there any last words you'd like to say to express your experience as a sibling? Any advice to the middle kids out there? Any advice
to the
older
Why are
kids
you
out there?
To me for advice.
No, but like, is there anything you want older or younger siblings to know about middle kids?
or about how
middle kids are the best ones out of the three siblings.
Wow, just
I don't know.
Just blatant bias there. Okay. Yeah. I mean, yeah, maybe.
That was a joke, Bona.
No, but I'm saying, like, in terms of objectively, you get, like, a good... I feel like oldest kids and youngest kids can often be too much. Like, either too egotistical or too ambitious or too whatever. Whereas middle kids are generally more... in the middle, like, about everything.
I don't know, but this is all very
subjective.
Yeah. Because a lot of this is dependent on the environment, the parents, and then, you know, just how close in age. Yeah, culture, and also how close in age the siblings are.
Yeah,
there's a lot of other factors.
And, so, like, the gender of the sibling.
Yeah,
like,
also,
for example,
gender.
If I was a guy,
it'd probably be different.
You would probably be more older sibling girl, right? Because I would be off in my own little weird world. I don't know what it's like to be a guy.
I don't know, there's a lot of different factors that you have to consider as well.
I do wish I had a brother, though. Dang it. Oh well, maybe in the next life. No, just kidding.
What?
There's no such thing as next life. Don't be... as in
blasphemous.
Yeah, there's okay, when I said there's no such thing as next life, I just want to clarify, I meant like the whole Buddhist thing where you're reborn.
Reincarnation?
Yeah, reincarnation. That doesn't exist, as far as I know. Okay, anyways, okay. I'll stop now. Okay, bye. Okay, thanks for tuning in today. Thanks, Louise, for being my guest star. You can return whenever you wish, because we literally live in the same house, and I see you every day. Yay, thanks for coming and talking. Mostly rambling with me. Also, I wonder if our voices sound the same.
Oh, yeah. I've been told on multiple occasions that I sound very similar to Bona.
To me, yeah.
And there's just been a lot of times when some of Bona's friends would approach me and make me say certain phrases and be like, and then I would say them and be like, oh my gosh, it's a
okay,
Bona's
I
here.
Know who whoa, that whoa, whoa, person whoa. Is. He's so annoying.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But yeah. So I'm wondering, for this podcast, will it be really confusing because it'll be two people that sound almost the exact same talking?
I'm more monotone.
Are you, though?
I think
so. I don't know.
So,
I think I'm a little bit more shrill.
Yeah, you're really shrill.
I think Joel said that once.
Well, when you get excited, your voice goes up. It gets so high.
I just get louder and higher.
And it's so high pitched. It hurts my ears.
Okay.
But I am generally, I don't fluctuate in frequency as much.
See, middle child, just in the middle.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Well, it's not like Grace is super low, like she has like, the deepest voice ever.
Yeah, I don't know. I think the two end siblings operate more on the extremes.
Perhaps.
Yeah.
Perhaps.
Anyways, and with that, I end the second episode. Again, Joel is not coming back. He will be back. It's just he ain't here right now, so Louise replaced him temporarily. Okay, thanks for tuning in. Subscribe if you want to subscribe. If you don't want to subscribe, that's also fine. And yeah, talk to you later. Bye.